This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong, and I am joined virtually by
Audrey Raj,
today we are talking about customer relationships and how has your relationship with your customers changed over the last 6 months? This is the last kind of like 10 minutes for you to get in touch with us about that. So do let us know on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio what your thoughts are, as well as WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
So one of the things that I have to say is I think our relationship with our listeners, which are kind of like our customers, but more like our friends, right?
Yeah.
Like our relationship with our listeners has also changed over the course of this year. We see more of them sending us like information on SOPs, or they're just sharing articles. They just want to keep us in the know. That's one thing. But also they've also been more concerned. Like when Richard went on leave, all of a sudden we got texts to say, you know, are you guys okay? Where's Richard? Is everything all right? You know, people were more concerned when they didn't hear our voices on air, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, I guess, quite endearing. And it gives us a bit of a feel-good factor knowing that people are listening and people do care. So, you know, thank you for reaching out and all the kind messages during this time.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of messages, we do have a couple on WhatsApp as well. And this is more in regards to the CMCO, which is, of course, the elephant in the room for everyone at the moment. Ganam says, I work in PJ, Selangor, and live in KL. Can I go to work tomorrow? And number one, I'm sorry if I pronounced your name wrong. Second of all, I have no idea. I think this is part of the frustration that we were talking about in the previous talk set about how there doesn't really seem to be a lot of clarity with some of those issues. So that's definitely something to consider. And Kellen Tan as well says a lot of offline brands are taking their businesses online, like on Facebook Live during this period. Even a lot of people are selling things like mooncakes online as well, which is also true. But I guess it's not the same as business as usual, right? You know?
Mm. But, you know, that's the thing. If you want to talk about how your relationship with your customer is changing, also the way you communicate with them is changing, right?
Yeah.
Like Lisette, like we spoke to from Nala Designs, like she actually went online and started her own YouTube channel and started doing shows out there just to keep her customers engaged. They couldn't come to her shops, but they could actually still see and experience her beautiful products via her YouTube show. And talking about all these businesses that are now going online, they're trying to make their offerings more accessible via another platform as well. And also just, I guess, trying to keep that relationship alive with their customers who can't come in store and see and feel and purchase their products.
Mm.
So, no, that's another way of keeping your customers engaged.
Yeah, definitely one thing I've noticed is a lot more brands are being more casual in terms of their corporate communications with their customers as well. We've seen the rise of kind of these social media company personalities, right? So it's Nando's, obviously, we covered that last week or the week before or something. GSC as well, the GSC admin is now super well known as someone to sort of communicate to and talk to. So that's really interesting as well. But you have a story about how banks are ready to help out during the CMCO 2.0.
Yeah, so this, we just thought it's a quick one to end the show. And if you're a business that's concerned about, you know, paying for your loans, you know, the loan moratorium ended on September 30th, mm-hmm. and now we find ourselves in another lockdown, right? So the Association of Banks in Malaysia, ABM, and Association of Islamic Banking and Financial Institutions Malaysia, or IBIM, they have confirmed via a statement that banking institutions are ready to assist borrowers or customers in areas which are under the Conditional Movement Control Order or the Enhanced MCO. So in that joint statement, the associations urge those facing difficulties in making loan or financing repayments to immediately contact their banks to request for repayment assistance. Now, these banks are ready to facilitate requests for repayment to suit the borrower's financial circumstances. They can contact their banks via email or telephone if they are unable to have a face-to-face engagement due to the restriction of movement. The association also said that the banks located in CMCO areas are operating with heightened vigilance and adherence to the COVID-19 SOPs. So you may still walk into the banks if necessary, And banking services at self-service terminals like your ATMs and your cash deposit machines will also continue to be in service within the CMCO areas. Members of the public can contact ABM directly via the ABM website for further information on repayment assistance. Also at AIBIM or IBIM as well. You can get their phone numbers and their emails online. Just search for them. And those who are still facing difficulties after consultation with their banks, they can also contact BNM Telelink, which is Bank Negara Malaysia's Telelink, or alternatively, they can explore assistance options with AKPK, which is known as the Credit Counseling and Debt Management Agency. So not all is lost. If you find yourself in trouble during this time and you really are struggling, get in touch with your banks. Contact them via email, contact them. You can go to the bank itself via email or by phone. And if they can't help you, then you can always contact Bank Negara as well as AKPK.
Yeah, it is nice for to know that there are resources out there if you are struggling with the financial aspect of your business as well. So, you know, those are all, hopefully we'll be able to put some of those in our podcasts when it is uploaded later today. We have another WhatsApp message here. This is in response to the person that asked if they can go to work. Magdalene Lim has just sent a little screenshot that says, if you need to get to work and your office is in another district, an exception is made, but if you need to travel cross-district for work, it's on the condition, though, that you can show your work pass or a letter of permission from your employer at Roadblocks. So that is hopefully a bit of clarity provided in that sense. Thank you very much, Magdalene, for sending that our way. But that is about it for Enterprise Biz Bites today. Our question today was, how has your relationship with your customers changed over the last 6 months? And this is because of a story that we covered about how COVID-19 is changing customer relationships and three steps to maintain your customer brand loyalty as well. And then Audrey had a couple of stories about the CMCO.
Yes, and if you're confused, you're a business operator and you're confused, you're not alone. There are many business operators out there who are confused about what they are allowed to do, if they're still allowed to operate under the CMCO. And of course, finally, that story about customers or borrowers, you know, who are having trouble with their repayments. If you fall under the CMCO areas, you can still contact your banks to get assistance. The banks are ready to assist.
Oh, yep, definitely. So that's about it for Biz Bites. But coming after the 1 p.m. News bulletin is, of course, the Breakfast Grill replay. So Fleur Pellerin, former French Minister for SMEs, Innovation and Digital Economy, and managing partner of Corellia Capital, discusses the French tech startup ecosystem, the obstacles faced by Europe in becoming a tech powerhouse, and her investment interests in Europe and Asia. Also, as one of the early advocates of regulating tech giants, about 7 years ago, she also weighed in on that contentious topic. But at 1:30 p.m., there is a special show happening. So this is called The Road Not Taken. It's the first in a four-part series. And it basically, how do you know if you are a true game changer, right? So I hear from Manisha Jagan, founder of M Talent Asia, about her unconventional business journey at 1:30 p.m. today. The Road Not Taken will be featuring four dynamic, unconventional Malaysian personalities who stand out from the rest. And it is brought to you by the BMW 2 Series Grand Coupe. So that's about it. Thank you very much to everyone who messaged in. And this is Parcels with Be Myself here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.